One of the big ticket items in the Territory budget yesterday was roads. The government announcing $630 million for roads. Now that's a fair bit of money. That would buy you a fair bit of tar. But as Paul Burke from the NT Cattlemen's Association told us, it does appear that a lot of that money is old money.
A lot of the funding announcements specifically relating to roads appear to be recycled funding. We touched on the beef roads, and certainly that's contained within the budget, and that was funding that was announced way back in 2014. So some of the larger ticker items for regional territory is recycled funding, and that is a little bit underwhelming.
So how much of the road funding announced in the budget yesterday, how much of it is new and how much of it is recycled? Well, at the Country Hour, we've checked the numbers, and it turns out that only $37.5 million is new money. New money specifically allocated for regional roads. The rest of it mostly has been carried over from last year's budget. So less than 6% of what was announced yesterday is new money. There is a little bit of money for repairs and maintenance, and there's a few grants in there as well. But for new regional road projects in the 2018 budget, just $37.5 million. One of those new projects is $2.5 million to, quote, seal the Tanami Road. How much tar do you get for $2.5 million? There is $5 million for the Central Arnhem Road, and almost $10 million to the Tablelands Highway bridges. But in terms of new money for regional roads, that's about it. Katrina Bevan spoke with the opposition leader, Gary Higgins, and asked for his thoughts on this road spending dilemma.
I think it's pretty misleading. The thing is that it is standard to have actual rebates or rework carrying over from one year to the next, but it's not usual to then say, how terrific are we? Look at the amount of money we're spending. This government is doing that a lot with a lot of its projects, and the ones around roads, especially in regional areas, is one that really upsets me. The thing is that ever since I've been in Parliament, the issue is constantly, you know, what do you need out bush? And it's roads, roads and roads. Without those roads, you know, you've got no access for those Indigenous people. You've got no access for people that are on properties, moving cattle, etc. in and out. I mean, and these are the areas then that, you know, our Indigenous disadvantage is one that's costing us a lot of money. And the ones that can actually help us are those primary industries that, you know, are wealth creating. And these are the sorts of things that I think we should be investing more money in rather than, say, underground car parks.
Just with that revoted funding that's usually included there in the budget, why wasn't that spent? Why isn't that tarmac already?
Yeah, look, the issue is when, you know, last year's budget, they had in total about $250 million. So $250-odd million was revoted from one year to the next, not just on roads, but across the whole budget. This budget is up around that $1 billion. In other words, they got out at the beginning of April, they'd only got out less than $700 million of the $1.7 billion infrastructure, which meant, you know, there was $1 billion still sitting there that's unspent. Now, you've got to look at that and say, well, why isn't that getting out? And part of the reason is red tape. I mean, the other thing is that you need to be driving the public service and actually pushing and ensuring that these projects are getting out there. A classic that I'm quite aware of is the road across the Finniss River itself in Lichfield, and this was a big commitment from both governments over the years to actually finish a loop road from Darwin down around through Bachelor. And the big hold-up, of course, was that Finniss River Bridge. That was supposed to be finished last dry season. It wasn't. It was supposed to be then finished this dry season, and it isn't. And at this point, it's not going to be finished till the end of next dry season. So you've got to sort of say, well, what's the hold up with that? If you've done all the design work and you've, you know, the tender has been out a couple of times and then withdrawn, you know, what are the problems? What's causing that delay?
Gary Higgins, roads are expensive here in the NT, as you know, and the government can't spend all their money from the budget on roads. So what would you have done differently with roads money in this year's budget?
Look, with the roads money, I see roads as critical. And the thing is, when we say that, you know, that's not the only place you can spend money, that's correct. We do need to spend it on providing services for Territorians. But the thing is, when you look at the Territory, how many billions of dollars are being spent around Darwin and how many are being spent in the bush? And your example there, of course, is Barnison Boulevard is going to cost them, I think, around the $38 million. You know, and that's in Darwin here. That is equivalent to 38 kilometres out on a rural road. But it's an embarrassment when we then get, say, the member for Arnhem standing up and saying how happy she is. And she is genuinely happy, but she was happy that she got $5 million to spend on 5 kilometres or 3 to 5 kilometres of road in her electorate. And if you look at these electorates, like mine, the Daly, etc., the amount of roads that are unsealed is just endless. And the thing is that there's nothing being done to address that shortfall. That then leads, of course, to the government being able to bring revenue in. I mean, when you've got a good cattle industry and a good horticulture industry, and, you know, they've got easy access to markets, well, then you're actually going to get more revenue into the government coffers. And the issue then, of course, is that, you know, that's not going to happen in Darwin. There's no horticulture in Darwin. There's no, you know, cattle industry here in Darwin.
What would you give to roads, though?
Look, I'd give a hell of a lot more than that. And the thing is, you know, when I was in government, just on the road going out to Port Keats, the thing is that we invested nearly $30 million sealing the road between Pepe and Palumba. We've just invested, or from our government, we've almost finished the road from the Daly River Bridge to the first turnoff into Mango Farm, and that was another $25 million. But that, combined with a project that has been canned, which is lifting one of the billabongs, that is there to enable all of those people west of the Daly to get access virtually all year round. You're talking 4,500 people that are being cut off for well over 6 months. And that situation applies all across the Territory.
That's the opposition leader, Gary Higgins, talking roads with the Country Hour's Katrina Bevan. We can tell you today that of the $630 million that were announced for roads in yesterday's budget, just 37.5 of that is new money, specifically allocated for regional roads.